This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Most of the talk about Ukraine the past couple of months has been of its strategic value in the geopolitical tug-of-war between NATO and Russia. Less well-known is its economic importance. Agriculture, for sure, which we have talked about. Also, though, over the past couple of years, Ukraine has become a key part of the global technology economy. Last year, it exported almost $7 billion in technology services, a third more than the year before. Its engineering and computer science workforce and, to be clear, its comparatively low wages have made it a go-to. So when Russia invaded, it wasn't just countries that went on high alert. Companies did, too, as Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes tells us.
The startup JustAnswer.com has its headquarters in San Francisco, but a quarter of its workforce is in Ukraine. So the company's been preparing for the possibility of war for years.
We had a system, sort of a DEFCON 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 kind of a system.
Andy Kurtzig is the CEO of Just Answer. The company connects users who have questions to experts who can answer them. Its 252 employees in Ukraine do everything from engineering to design to HR. And Kurtzig wanted to be prepared for an invasion.
That involved all kinds of things. In advance, it was things like printing out documents so that we'd have a backup of employment agreements and lease agreements and things like that, backing up all of our data to U.S. servers.
Just Answer also helped relocate employees who wanted to move to safer parts of the country and is giving them as much paid time off as they need. At the same time he's worrying about his employees, Kurtzig has to think about his company, too, and its plans to eventually go public.
It hurts. It hurts. And it will slow us down. That's the kind of stuff that is unfortunately may get cut temporarily, right, is some of the IPO preparedness stuff that we've been doing.
Big American tech companies, including Snap, Lyft, Microsoft, and Google, all have employees in Ukraine, as do companies all over the world. Wix has its headquarters in Tel Aviv. It helps people build their own websites, and 15% of its workforce is in Ukraine. Nir Zohar is its president and COO. He says a few weeks ago,
we approached about 30 or 40 employees who were kind of the critical functions that we knew we could not replicate outside of Ukraine and ask them if they will be willing to move to Krakow in Poland.
They were. Wix then chartered flights to move other employees and their families to Turkey. Now, with Ukrainian airspace closed, Wix employees are meeting their Ukrainian colleagues at the Polish border with things like food and clothing. This all costs money, of course, but Zohar says,
this is not the time to count the dimes.
Companies with employees or contractors in Ukraine should be prepared to not be able to talk to them, says Chester Wisniewski with the security firm Sophos.
Communications infrastructure is struggling to stay online, and there have been continuous disruptions in both internet and mobile phone technology around the country.
Wisniewski says we're all used to being able to communicate instantaneously.
And we have no experience at knowing what it's like when some arm of the internet is cut off.
Many tech workers in Ukraine are continuing to just do their jobs wherever they are, if they can.
For Ukrainian economy and for us as a country, it's of course very important also to keep the economy going.
That's Natalie Viramieva. She's the director of Tech Ukraine, a group devoted to growing the industry there. She lives alone in her apartment in Kiev. And since she can't really do her regular job, she's working with a group that's making sure the rest of the world understands what's going on in Ukraine.
The distinguished feature of Ukrainians is self-organization. So, like, you see that there is some area that needs to be covered. You gather your like-minders and you start doing.
Viramieva says that can-do mindset will help Ukrainians get through this time and hopefully protect the country's future. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.